Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Would you open your Bible with me tonight? I've got a good word for you. It goes right along with the praise, the worship, Pastor Kim's message in her prayer. There's a message right there. And the offering, I hope that helped you. But I really want to help you tonight. And I want to encourage you, you know, the clock is starting, and I got 27 minutes. So can you stay with me? Can you stay out of the kitchen for 27 minutes? Can you stay right where you're at, either, you know, on the patio, on the deck, in the living room, or in your car, or at a park? I mean, we have people saying they're in a park listening. They're out for a walk. Thank God for technology and for our team. But I want to continue in our series on the need for community. You see it right here, the need for community. We've taught all along during COVID that in a crisis, you need community. You need connection. You need people who will be with you. They'll stand with you. They'll agree with you. They got your back. They're your brothers. They're your sisters. That's so important, you know? I give you a story right now. You're going to laugh at this, but years ago, Daniel and I and Stephen, we took a boys' trip, and we went to Austin, Texas, and we went to the F1 Formula races there. Talking about community, talking about family, talking about tribe, talking about you need people to stand with you, that will protect you, that have your back, that will stand with you in a storm like COVID, and they really will. Thank God for people like that. Thank God for Church on the Rock. Thank God for you. Thank God for our home parties, our small groups, those of you, your family have gathered together. Thank you for leading others through strong. I am so proud of you. Couldn't be more proud of you. But we were, there was a friend down there that we had that restored, he's in heaven now, but he restored a motorcycle for me. For those of you that are into motorcycles, it was a 1954 Harley Davidson. I was born in 54, and I wanted a 1954 Harley-Davidson. They're very hard to find. God bless me. This is years ago. And this gentleman down there in his shop, his motorcycle shop, and his motorcycle, it was very famous for like people like Willie Nelson and other people, movie stars would go through there. They'd make different movies around his shop. And so anyway, in the shop, he had restored my motorcycle for me. In fact, a couple. He restored a 1957 Harley-Davidson for me at one time as well. But anyway, we were down there one time for the races, and so we stopped by the shop, and I went in there, and there was one of the guys working for him, really nice guy, and he had on this hat that had this really cool logo on it, and I thought, man, this is so cool. And so I walked up to him, and I said, you know, can you guys sell those hats? Can I get one of those hats? And he just started laughing, because he knew that I was naive, and I didn't know, but he was a part of an outlaw motorcycle gang, and he was so kind and so sweet. He said, you know, I'd probably have to shoot you if I gave you this hat. He was teasing. I can't give you this hat because you're not in our community. You're not in our tribe. You're not in our gang, so to speak. You're not a part of our family. So look at that. Look how connected, how faithful, how dedicated. And he did it all with a smile. He was laughing. He knew that I wasn't trying to belittle him, no way, or demean their tribe or that outlaw biker club. But I said that to say this. We need people like that in our life who are dedicated and committed to help us grow. That's what Church on the Rock is all about. That's why we're gathering here tonight on Wednesday night. That's why you would take the time to set aside and consecrate and separate and lead your family and friends through by gathering tonight at Church on the Rock. So we've been talking about the need for community. I'm going to go over here to the board, guys. We're going to look at our foundational text. Ephesians 1, verse 5. God did, in advance to adopt us into his own family. That's what I want to highlight, his own family, by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. This is what he wanted to do, And so it gave him great pleasure. So what did Jesus, what did God do? God wanted a family. So he sent his only begotten son, his only begotten son, to give his life so that you and I could be redeemed and restored to the family of God. Oh, if you're watching tonight and you feel like I have no place to belong, you can belong right here. I have no place to fit in. You can fit in with this spiritual family at Church on the Rock. Now, when we get together and we gather on Wednesday nights, and many of you, you know, you can go to Church on the Rock on demand anytime during the week because we archive all of our services. So if the regular schedule doesn't work for you, I mean, we've made it flex into your schedule, okay? Because we want to lead you through strong, spiritual family, together, stronger, all right? So when we get together, though, on a weekend here, a Saturday night, 5, Sunday morning, 9, 11, 2, and 7, or the home watch parties, the small groups, when we get together, what's the reason? I mean, I don't want to go to church just to go to church. I mean, we've all been churched out, right? I don't want to go to church just to go to church. I don't want to be religious. I don't want to impress people. I know you don't either. So what's the reason for Wednesday night church? Saturday, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, our Spanish outreach. What is the reason? The whole reason is that when we come together, we want to help each other grow. We want to help each other grow. Can you say that with me? Thank you for all of our hosts. They're helping me out right now in the chat room. You know, we come together to help each other grow. That's huge. Now, a lot of people don't have a clue on the reason for church, and I just gave the reason, is to help each other grow. And then they say, okay, I get it, but how do you help people grow? Well, I know people have to want to grow before we can help them grow. But I believe I'm talking to everyone I'm talking to, you want to grow or you wouldn't be plugged in, connected online with me tonight. So when we come together, we're to help each other grow. And how do we help each other grow? So we've gone through a list. This is week 3. So we'll review just for a moment because we have new people all the time. And then we'll finish with the new material at the end, okay? So I'm going over to the board. How do we help each other grow? How do we do that? Let's look at it. Number one, we said by affirming each other's worth. By affirming each other's worth. You can't help one person grow by criticism. We can't help people grow by complaining or comparing. We can't help people grow by demeaning or pointing out their bad spots. We can't do that. How do we help people grow? Through affirmation. Can you say that with me? Affirmation. Thank you, host and home watch parties. Affirmation. That's so important because we're in a world right now with accusations. Accusations. And the Bible says that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. So we can't take that job. We don't want that job. We want to affirm one another. And that means to encourage. Look at the verse. Encourage, edify, and build up. Then we moved on to accept one another. Accept one another. This is huge. And I'm so thankful for our church. You know, our church is so unique and we're so diverse. And God put it together that way. God put it together that way. You know, I remember one time, you know, I was invited, Kim and I, by Marilyn Hickey to be on, I think it was Daystar in Dallas. No, it was TBN at that time at Dallas, Texas. And she invited me to be on the program with her. And I'll never forget, you know, we all the guests on that program, we were staying in a hotel. And they came that night to pick us all up, to take us to be on the show with Marilyn Hickey on TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network. I'll never forget. I'm not going to tell you who it was. I know he met well. Mega church pastor from out west, a TV ministry. I won't tell you who his spiritual father was, but let's just say he's a household word, a word in the church world all over the world. Okay. He met well, but we got in the car and he asked Kim and I, where are you guys from? What's your church? And this, that, the other, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, now listen, if you want a diverse church, I can show you how to get one. You got to get a Hammond B3. You got to have somebody play behind you. And he began to list all these ideas and thoughts on how we could create a diverse church. Now, because he was our elder and senior, and, you know, I just sit there and listen, and Kim and I just, oh, okay, all right, okay. But we're thinking to ourselves, we didn't do any of that, and we're blessed with a diverse church. What are you saying, Pastor? God did it. We didn't do it. God did it. We went out intentionally to try to do it, but God did it. So we're so thankful, but it's so important. I'm so thankful that at our church, we have acceptance. Whether you're a certain color, background, economic, education, you've gone through things, drug addict, whatever that might be. You know, you've gone through 3 or 4 marriages. I know churches that won't accept people like that. I grew up in a denomination that if you had a divorce, you couldn't be a deacon. That if you had a failure in marriage, you couldn't be an usher. That's the church I grew up in. I was thankful for my church, but I'm so thankful for Church on the Rock and for you, because how are we going to help people grow? By affirming, and number two, by accepting one another as they are. We're not to clean the fish, we catch the fish. God cleans the fish. We're to be fishers of men. Romans 15:7, welcome and receive in your hearts one another. Key words, welcome and receive. And that's what y'all do here at Church on the Rock. And I'm so proud of you because it helps us grow. And that was accept one another. And then we're going to go, I punched it with 2 fingers. Sorry, guys. Lift each other up and don't put each other down. Whoa, look what this verse says. Why do you criticize and look down upon your brother or sister? So notice that we're not to look down on each other. The world's doing enough of that right now. When we gather together here on the campus, the drive-in church, our online church, our small groups, our watch parties, we don't come together to point out each other's faults. No. That only demeanors people. That keeps them from, that stunts their growth. Okay, but we are to welcome one another, we're to receive one another, we're to accept one another, we're to affirm one another, and that's how we help each other grow. Number 4, we give and show attention. This is huge. What we give attention to grows. What we give attention to grows. If we go to the gym and start lifting weights to build our biceps, and we say to our trainer, I want bigger biceps, I want bigger thighs, I want to be able to do a heavy weight and back squats, he's going to get you to focus on certain movements that will bring growth to increase your back squat, to increase your curls, or whatever you want to do, bench presses. He's going to focus on the area that you want to grow. So people grow when we give attention to them. I love that. They grow when we give attention to them. So then, look at the verse, as an occasion and opportunity opens up. Now remember, I told you at the offering, see COVID as your time and your chance to shine, to be creative, to be innovative, to build new relationships, to start new businesses, to look for ways to serve people and help people and be an answer to problems. So look for these opportunities to do good to all people, not only being useful and profitable to them, look what the verse says, but also doing what is for their spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful, that means, you know, give attention to be a blessing to those who belong to God's family. Wow, the need for community, the need for a family, the need for a tribe, the need to belong. Whoa, that's a huge need when you're in a crisis. What we give attention to grows. Number 5, how do we help each other grow when we get together? Because that's so important in a community. If I'm going to connect to something, you know, I'm into Corvettes. I've been into Corvettes since I was, you know, a teenager, okay? I worked at a grocery store, and I was a carryout boy, and I was carrying out groceries one time. You all have stuff like this happen in your life. And I saw this Corvette go by, and I just began to drool. And I was a teenager, and I said, someday, somehow, some way, you know, I'm gonna have a Corvette, okay? Someday, somehow, some way. And, you know, God eventually made a way, made a blessing for me to have a Corvette. You see, what's the big deal there? The big deal there is it's so important that we understand that we need to give affection. We need to give affirmation. I was looking for people that would affirm my like for Corvette, that would give me an affection. Hey, brother, you know, so what did I do? I joined a Corvette club. What did I do? You know, I went to Corvette car shows. I went to Bloomington Gold over in Illinois. I joined a club. Why? I wanted to be part of a family that had the same affection and likes that I did. Same thing in church. We want to belong to a spiritual house, a spiritual home, a local church, a spiritual family that they like what we like. In other words, they're in love with God like we're in love with God. In that home group, and that watch party, that we want to be around people. Well, in fact, Peter in the New Testament said, be around people with like precious faith. Oh my goodness, we're stronger together, and we're stronger with people who have the affection for things that we have affection for. The Bible tells me in Colossians 3, verse 1, set your affection on God. Set your affection on things that are above. When we're in a community and people have like affection as we do, we grow. When we don't, they stunt our growth by making fun of us, by belittling us, by demeaning us. So it's important. Love one another with brotherly affection. Members of one family giving honor one to another. Now here's number 6. This is huge. If we're going to help each other grow, and that's what you do in a community, like in a Corvette club, you know, they were helping me to understand the drivetrain, you know, how the transmission works, how the rear end works, how the motor should look, how what do you have to do to detail it, restore it, to have it judged properly at Bloomington Gold. That's the pinnacle for Corvette owners, to go to Bloomington Gold, all right, and get a trophy. Thanks be to God, I did. God gets all the glory, okay? But it was those people who had the same like that I did that they helped me discover and grow. So how's going to help people grow? Whoa. By helping them discover their spiritual gifts. You know, we've been in a series on the weekend about everyone has a ministry, helping people discover their spiritual gifts. If you don't think you have a gift, don't listen to that thought. That thought is a lie from the devil. Because when you were born again, God gave you at conversion spiritual gifts. Now, we all got natural gifts when we were born naturally from our parents. It's hereditary. Our grandparents, certain bents, likes, things like that. But when you get born again at conversion, God drops spiritual gifts in your spirit, and it's the Holy Spirit who does it. He said, who carries those? The Holy Spirit carries those, drops them in your human spirit. And then the Holy Spirit, as He wills, we don't get to pick and choose, we get to discover. We don't decide our gifts, we discover them. When you help people, you know, we have this class is called Growth Track. You can go through them online anytime you want. When you go through that, the class that everybody talks about the most is number 2. And that's where we help people discover their spiritual gifts. The light comes on. Something happens. Transformation. They feel significant. They now know why they are the way they are when they discover their spiritual gift. They really begin to live their life mission, and life takes on meaning for them. So look what he says. Now you collectively are Christ's body, but individually you are members of it. Whoa. Every member has a ministry. When we help each other discover their spiritual gift, they take on their life mission, and their life becomes meaningful, and they overcome self-pity, comparing, complaining, conforming, and they begin to celebrate how God made them, and they make a difference with their life. Boy, that's the greatest joy, isn't it? To help other people make a difference with their life. Now, you collectively are Christ's body, but individually, you're members of it. Each part is distinct. Each with their own place, I love this verse, and their own function. Help me out, hosts, say place and say function. Those of you that are in a small group, those of you in a watch party, help me out, say it with me, place and function. When we help people find their place, they actually get in their race. When we help them find where they function and fit, there's a flow. there's a flow that comes in their life. They begin to feel fulfilled. So how do we help each other grow? Number six, I think it is help people discover their spiritual gifts. Number seven, how do we help each other grow in community, in a tribe, in our church, in our small group, when we gather? By giving appreciation. Oh my goodness, by giving appreciation. In a world right now where everybody is not doing that, if you and I will do that at church this weekend, here in the sanctuary, if you feel safe, if you don't, it's okay, it's all right, because your safety is our priority and we care. That's why we have our drive-in church. That's why we have our online. That's why you've helped us through the giving to buy the equipment we need to be online so we can have ministry for you. But everybody right now, more than ever before, they need appreciation. Just try it. Just try it. You Dream Team members, just try it when you go to the grocery store and just say thank you to the clerk, the cashier, and watch them, even though you can't see their face under the mask, watch their eyes. Just tell that person through the drive-in at McDonald's or Hardee's or wherever, just tell them thank you. Just the other day, we were going through Starbucks, and I said, how's your day going? Busy. How you doing? I can't wait till I get off. That's what she said to me. And then I said to her, thank you for making a lot of people happy. You are making a lot of people happy. This was at Starbucks. And you know what? She just looked at me and stared at me, and I saw she didn't have a mask on at that time because she was doing some stuff. I saw a smile on her face. What's that? Ministry. What's that? Serving. What's that? Making a difference. What is that? Giving appreciation. When you and I give appreciation to people, when we decide today, I'm going to show appreciation at least to one person, you're going to help them become who they were meant to become. You're going to help them grow. Now, also, we beseech you, look at the verse, brethren, get to know those who labor among you. You know, right now, when there's all this racism and all this hurt and pain and people don't understand each other, it's a great time to get to know one another, to drop your guard and drop your differences and just listen to each other's story. You know, how can I know what you're going through until I've walked a thousand miles in your shoes, right? How can you know what I'm going through unless you've walked in my shoes? It's so important. This is Bible. It says get to know one another, recognize them for what they are, acknowledge Bible, and appreciate them. Get to acknowledge them, appreciate them, show respect to them all, white, black, brown, young, old, rich, poor. Appreciate them all, your leaders who are over you in the Lord, and those that you warmly and kindly, you know, that you're to encourage and exhort them. That's you. So that's number seven. And when we get together, how we help each other grow is show appreciation. Can you say that with me? Show appreciation. Now, let's just go on. The ultimate, as we conclude, the team's coming out. The ultimate goal of tonight's service, thanks for staying with me and not going to the refrigerator, okay? For this weekend gathering, Saturday at 5, 9, 11, 2, and 7, what's the ultimate goal? Yeah, we're in a community. We need each other. In a crisis, we need people that will have our back and lift up our hands like an Aaron and a Hur. We need one another like never before. And this is your time and chance to shine and show yourself strong and make a difference. And I love you so much. But the ultimate goal, what's our ultimate goal? Our ultimate goal to help each other grow is letter A, is to grow in character. Grow in character. Character counts when you're in a crisis. We've seen during COVID, and it breaks my heart, the worst come out of people. We've seen people abuse people, manipulate people for their own gain, their own profit. We've seen people hurt people. They tell us in the worst of the times, worst comes out of people. But also, the best comes out of people in the worst of times. That's what's happening in your life, my life, our church family. But right now, more than anything else, you and I, and helping each other grow, we want to help each other grow in character. That's huge. God does not promote charisma. God promotes character. Whoa. And then letter B, the ultimate grow is to grow spiritually. Now, to grow in our character, that's the fruit of the Spirit. And there are nine of those listed in Galatians chapter 5 as the character of Christ. And then the ultimate goal of our growth when we get together in community, every time we gather, is to grow spiritually. The Bible says we should not go to a watch party and leave the same way we came. The Bible tells us we should not go to a small group and leave the same way we came. The Bible says we should not go to Wednesday night church and leave the same way as we came. That hopefully something's clicked, something's happened. You've got light, revelation, confirmation, affirmation. Things are now clear. You got a step. You got a strategy. You heard from God to grow spiritually. I've got to do something different if I want to go to a different level. So how about growing spiritually? Pastor, break it down for me. How about if you decide that you're going to worship the Lord in the morning before you do anything else, or you're taking a shower, taking a bath, or you're cooking breakfast, or you're making the coffee, that you're going to put on a worship tape? That would grow spiritually. How about a Bible reading plan? That would help me grow spiritually. How about get involved in an outreach in our church, get an outreach in our community or your neighborhood? That would help you grow serving. Remember, a lot of you dream teamers can't serve here at church, but you can serve in your community. You don't have a sabbatical from serving in COVID, or you get flabby spiritually. How about looking for people, find a need and fill it? We'll grow spiritually. The ultimate goal of a community and a church home, a church house, a church family, is to grow in character, and B, is to grow spiritually, and last but not least, is to become like Jesus. Is to become like Jesus. I've got to ask myself, am I more like Jesus today than I was yesterday? Am I more like Jesus right now than I was a week ago tonight, Wednesday? Am I more like Jesus now than the middle of March when COVID started? Because that's the ultimate goal of gathering. That's the ultimate goal of a watch party, going to church online or here on our campus. That's the ultimate goal of our daily walk with God, is to become more like Jesus. And the verse for that is Romans 8, and it's found here in verse 29. And I picked the Passion. Listen very carefully. For he knew all about us, God. He knew about COVID. He knows your domestic violence going on in your house. He knows about the alcoholism, the heroin addiction. He knows about the hurt, the pain, the people that have used you, abused you during COVID, let you down, disappointed you, didn't come, your hurt, your loneliness. He knows all about it. For he knew all about us before we were born, but yet he gave us a destiny. I want you to know you're not helpless or hopeless. If you've got God, you've got a future. He gave us a destiny from the beginning, oh my goodness. And what is our destiny? From the beginning, to share the likeness of his son. This means that the son is the oldest among a vast family. Jesus died so God could have a community. Jesus died so God could have a family. What do we want at Church on the Rock? A spiritual home, a family, a place to belong. We want everyone to feel like a brother and sister. Individually, but yet collectively, we're family. And look at this. He destined us to become just like him. He destined us to become just like him. That's the goal of growth. That's why we need community. Are we helping each other to grow and become more like him? That's my goal for you and me. I want to pray for you right now. Wherever you're at, you say, Pastor, God's dealing with me on this Wednesday night. I feel the anointing of God coming through the air. Thank God for technology. Thank God you're watching. Thank God that you chose to be a part of this experience tonight or whenever you're watching it. But you'd say, Pastor, I'm not right with God. I want to get right with God. I don't have a relationship with God. I want one. Or, Pastor, I'm a lukewarm Christian. And I've been running from God, struggling, mad, angry, feeling sorry for myself. I want to recommit my life to him right now. I want to give it all. You need to give it all to him right now. I want to do that. How about you? Just release it all. Give it all. Give everything to him. Commit your life to him and trust him. So if that's you, wherever you're at, I want you to pray this prayer. We're all going to pray it with you. Pray this prayer with me out loud. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me. He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Show me my ministry. Help me grow. Make a difference with my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, y'all can celebrate now with heaven. And if you prayed that prayer, text NEXT. It's on your screen. It'll give you the next step. Our host is coming to help us with the next step. I just want you to know, I miss you big time. I love you big time. Hope to see you this weekend. Until then, God is always for you.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.